coming up.
We now know that a maintenance-issued master key fob, which Caballero was known to be in possession of, was used to enter Mia's apartment Friday afternoon.
For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson. You're listening to The Daily Crime. Shortly after Mia Marcano was reported missing in late September of last year, police in Florida located the body of the 19-year-old college student not far from where she lived near the University of Central Florida.
Yeah, so Mia was found, or what we believe to be the remains of Mia, was found about 10:45 this morning in a wooded area in the area of Timberscan Apartments. We believe pretty conclusively that Armando Caballero is responsible for this crime, and there is not any other person or persons that we are looking for in this case.
But investigators never got the chance to interview that suspect.
Investigators believe a maintenance worker at her apartment complex, his name Armando Caballero, used a master key to get into Mia's apartment and then killed her. Caballero took his own life before police could interrogate him.
The case is now raising questions about renter safety and if something could have been done to protect renters like Mia.
We give them full freedom to our apartments, essentially, when and ourselves, when we just hand the keys to anyone. We just don't think that this should happen to anyone ever again.
I'm joined by investigative reporter and anchor Courtney Robinson at 10 Tampa Bay. Courtney, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. This is an important story. And I think while it happened, you know, in Orlando, in Florida, it does have implications for anyone who, you know, rents an apartment, a home, or allows people into their houses.
Before we get into that and the issues surrounding renter safety, let's talk about Mia Marcano a little bit and what we know about this case. Again, she was found, her body found last fall, right?
So she disappeared on September 24th. She both lived and worked at this apartment complex at Arden Villas. So she lived and worked there. She disappeared on the 24th, and pretty immediately there was a search for her. And 8 days later, after she was last seen alive, investigators found her. They say that her hands and her feet were bound and her mouth was covered in black duct tape. And as you mentioned, you know, they were not able to interview the suspect, Armando Manuel Caballero. He was a maintenance worker at that apartment complex because he took his own life before they found her body.
And police were, though, definitely able to link him to the murder. Is that right?
Yes, and that's exactly what kind of started to raise the questions where we started to dig into this. When the sheriff held the press conference, you know, pointing to Caballero as the suspect in this, you know, the sheriff said, "We know that a maintenance worker was issued a master key fob, and that Caballero was known to be in possession of that, and that was used to enter her apartment the afternoon that she went missing." And when we heard that, that's when our team kind of said, "What's up with these master keys, and what do we need to know?" And a little bit more, too, about renter safety. You know, it's a really tragic situation. From the people who I've spoken to who live in this apartment complex, you know, Mia was a young woman, and the individuals who live there are also young. They say that this is an apartment complex that is marketed to students, grad students, young people, and they felt like when they moved in, they should have some type of protection, right? That they felt like, okay, just like we're protected living on campus or, you know, living with our parents, that we will have protections here as well.
But in this case, background checks had been done. Is that right?
So the company that owns Arden Villas, the Price Company, which is based in North Carolina, and Arden Villas said, you know, "We did a background check on this guy," and they posted on Instagram that there were, quote, "no charges of burglary or sexual assault." So they said that there were no charges of that. And we pressed and said, "But were there other things that maybe came up on this background check, and they did not respond to us. We repeatedly tried to contact Arden Villas as well as the company that owns it and got no response to this. I can tell you what we found. We were able to find that Caballero was a convicted felon. In fact, he was convicted in 2016 in Polk County, which is in our area here in Tampa. It's right outside of Orlando, too. It's near there, of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. So there was a conviction, and it was a violent conviction.
Yeah, so that seems really shocking that that would have been missed. Is the issue here not just background checks, but also just access to apartments and dwelling spaces where people have these key fobs and they can get into any unit?
Well, I think it's intertwined. You know, you can do a background check, and a background check can only show you so much, right? So there is an issue, you know, in our state, and every state is different, but in our state, background checks are not required. And there have been attempts in the past to legislate background checks for, by, you know, that landlords conduct these on any of their workers or employees, especially maintenance workers. And that stems from issues, right? There have been other cases where people have been assaulted or items have been taken or whatnot. And so some of those attempts have not gone forward, you know, or they've failed. There's a new attempt now after Mia's death that would, you know, require those background checks and then allow landlords to not employ someone if they find a conviction, a certain type of conviction. So the background check, yeah, that's important. And if you find that, you know, some of these tenants say, well, we'd at least like to have known, you know, that there was someone who had a conviction that was able to enter our apartment. But yes, it's also who has access to these keys. And in this case, you know, Will, if I can, I'll explain a little bit about what this like master key fob looks like.
Yeah, please do.
It's probably something that everyone's really familiar with because it looks a lot like what you have on your key to get into work, right? Or maybe even into your gym. It's a little circle and it's electronic and it opens the lock, the deadbolt too. It opens the entire door. And this fob, you know, while everyone has these and there's maybe, you know, for your work door or for your apartment door, in this case, this is a master key. So this opens every single apartment. And, you know, there were questions of, well, are there logs of who checks it out? And why can't it be made where the key fob expires after a certain amount of time? Why, you know, being able to get in, that it doesn't always exist. So the fact that there are these master keys, and that this Arden Villas is not alone to this. You can ask your apartment complex how they handle their master keys. And in this situation, what the sheriff has said is that Caballero was known to have access to this key. This key existed, and that is exactly how Mia's door was opened.
It really makes you think. This is one apartment complex in one area of Florida, but just you mentioned, you know, certainly in other states laws are different, but just how many places where someone could have access and you don't know if you're living there, and maybe the best thing you can do is just ask.
That's exactly right. I mean, there are things that you can do right now if things don't exist. You know, you can always ask your landlord about the background screening process. And you can also ask when and how workers have access to master keys. Those are really important things that you should do. In doing this story, I spoke to friends of mine who are single mothers and live in apartment complexes. And I asked them if they, you know, had any indication. Do you know if there are individuals who work in your building who have been convicted of any kind of violent crimes or sexual offenses? And they were like, well, I never thought to ask that. And then, well, what about your master key? Do you know anything about that? I've never thought to ask that. These are things that we don't think about until something so tragic and something so horrible like Mia Marcano's murder happens. And then we need to ask those questions. But those are things that we can do without lawmakers having to take action. But there are calls right now for lawmakers to take action and say, hey, you know, at the very least, a landlord needs to conduct a background check. And when it comes to these master keys, there are things that can be done. There are logs that can be created as well.
Courtney, I don't know if these reports were confirmed. Maybe you can speak to this, that he had actually shown an interest in Mia, that he had had contact with her before, maybe reached out to her. Is that correct?
So according to the family and according to others who knew Mia, that he had made some advances or kind of shown a romantic interest, and she had rebuffed him and had made it clear she had complained about it, that she was uncomfortable. People were aware of that. They did have contact because, again, Mia not only lived in the Arden Villas community, she also worked there. And her suspected killer, Armando Caballero, was a maintenance worker in the same complex.
Courtney, in the meantime, just a tragic case and you know, great investigative work that you've been able to dig into this a little bit. And we'll see what happens with any legislation down the road.
Yeah, you know, it's always something that we'll follow. Again, when this happened, I said, well, you know, surely there's something, I mean, aside from the master key issue, but background check, there's got to be something, right? And I looked, and in 2008, after another horrible situation, there had been legislation that really had some teeth to it. It was introduced to mandate landlords background check employees, but then also they would have to get consent from tenants before anyone with a criminal history enters their homes. Then 10 years later, 2018, there was the Tenant Notification Act, and that would have required landlords to just say, hey, we've done a background check on an employee, and then if there was someone who had been convicted of credit card theft or a violent crime or sexual battery, then they would have to just let tenants know that. In this situation now, we have some legislation going forward that would require landlords conduct those background checks on apartment employees, allow them to deny employment if they find certain convictions. And then it would also create a log for the master key entry and then extend the notice that a landlord would have to give from 12 hours to 24 hours.
Courtney Robinson, investigative reporter and anchor at 10 Tampa Bay, thanks so much for talking to us about this. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for sharing this with others.
Thanks for listening to The Daily Crime. Be sure to check out our weekly show, True Crime Chronicles, available wherever you listen to podcasts. For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson.